Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. Psalm 84, verse 4. These words mean so much more at a time like this. As we know, many Christians have not been able to gather in God's house for several months now. Those of you who are listening to this sermon recording are probably not going to be in church for an on-site service this weekend. Some of you will be going for a congregational worship service, but when we gather for on-site services during this time, we can't sing aloud God's praise. Worship is, of course, much more than merely singing, but singing is an important expression of our worship. Silent meditation has its place, but we long to sing, don't we? Singing is so much a part of our church life and corporate worship. This psalm expresses a desire to gather in God's house and praise Him exuberantly in music and song. Indeed, it is a blessing to dwell in His house, singing His praise. This is a blessing we might have taken for granted and now long to experience once again. During this time of longing, there's much we can learn from Psalm 84. This psalm was written in the context of pilgrimage. It has in mind faithful Jews traveling to Jerusalem in order to worship in the temple, which was regarded as the special place of God's dwelling. The psalm celebrates this journey, expressing delight in going to the house of God. But this is a song on the way. The people had not yet arrived at the temple, and there's a sense of yearning as they travel towards it. We can share their anticipation as we recognize that presently, our congregational worship isn't what it ought to be. We are also a people on the way, moving towards and yearning for a fuller experience of dwelling in God's house and singing His praise. Psalm 84 has three sections through which the psalmist declares, "Blessed are those who dwell in God's house," verses 1 to 4. "Blessed are those who journey to Jerusalem," verses 5 to 9. And, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord," verses 10 to 12. And we will look at these sections in turn. Blessed are those who dwell in God's house. This is closely related to the psalm's opening declaration. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord. Now, of course, the temple was a magnificent, breathtaking structure. But the psalmist isn't primarily concerned with the architecture of the building. No, that's not what he's thinking about. His focus is on the beauty of the Lord. The beauty of the Lord. It is God's presence that makes His dwelling place lovely. Here in St. Andrew's Cathedral, we have been blessed with a beautiful building. But let us remember, it is God's presence that makes it truly lovely. May our focus be on the beauty of His presence. God's presence is so desirable that the psalmist longs, yearns, even faints for the courts of the Lord to be there in God's house. He yearns so much to be there that he feels weak. And this should prompt us to examine ourselves. Do we have a similar yearning to be in God's house? In these unusual times, online services have become a necessary and helpful alternative. And they have allowed the church community to continue worshiping together to some extent. But they can't be more than a short-term measure. They can't replace on-site congregational services. We mustn't become too comfortable with church at home. We should be longing to return to congregational worship once again. Our heart's desire should be to gather as God's people and dwell in His house. As Psalm 84 reminds us, those who do so will be blessed. The psalmist also proclaims, blessed are those who are ever singing God's praise. It is human nature for us to desire praise from others. We might then think that blessing comes in receiving praise. But here we see that blessing comes in giving praise unceasingly to God. And this means that a paradigm shift may be necessary. Seeking praise for ourselves ultimately leaves us feeling empty. Praising God, on the other hand, brings deep joy and satisfaction because this is what we were made for. We were made to worship God and to give Him glory and praise. As we learn from the Westminster Shorter Catechism, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. When we focus our attention and affection on God in order to praise and glorify Him, we will be filled, we will be satisfied, we will be blessed. My friends, I invite you to think about these questions. Are we yearning to return to God's house, yearning to return to congregational worship? Is it our heart's desire to sing God's praise, especially in a gathering of God's people? Do we long to glorify God not only with our lips, but also in our lives? If you recognize that your desire in any of these areas is lacking, would you ask the Holy Spirit to stir your heart so that this desire would increase? Blessed are those who dwell in God's house, ever singing His praise. Also, blessed are those who journey to Jerusalem. Verses 5 to 7 promise revitalization for those who journey to worship God in the temple. They would find strength in the Lord along the way during their journey. And as we journey metaphorically towards a restoration of congregational worship, as we persist in pursuing the presence of God, Scripture promises that we too will be refreshed and revived along the way. Notice that the psalmist honestly acknowledges the reality of difficult circumstances. In verse 6, he writes about the people of God passing through the valley of Baca. The exact location of this valley is unknown, but it is regarded as a very dry place, a place of suffering. The word Baca may be translated as tears. As God's people go through the valley of tears, they make it a spring. The place of despair becomes a place of refreshment because their hearts are set on God. Likewise, when we faithfully seek God, we will experience spiritual renewal even in the midst of difficult circumstances. The early rain will cover this dry valley with pools. And this points to God's miraculous provision of water. It is similar to what is described in Isaiah 41 verse 18, when God says, "I will open rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water." God says to us, "I will make the dry land into springs of water." In the midst of a demanding journey, those who set their hearts on going to the house of God will go from strength to strength. Some of us, I'm sure, are feeling dry and discouraged. Our present circumstances may be taking a toll on us physically, emotionally, spiritually. God's word exhorts us to keep on journeying to meet with Him. There can be joy even in the midst of a difficult journey. Brothers and sisters, I urge you to stay faithful in pursuing God's presence. Seek His face and receive His strength, His peace, His joy. Make the journey into His presence. You will be blessed. Finally, blessed are those who trust in the Lord. To trust in the Lord means to depend on Him and also to obey Him. The old hymn, "Trust and Obey," captures wonderfully how obedience must go hand in hand with trust. Also, if we really trusted God, we would naturally make Him our focus, our desire, and our priority. The psalmist demonstrates this in verse 10, and he says, "A day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness." He knows that the best place he could be is in the presence of God. He would rather stand at the doorstep of God's house, taking a lowly role, than dwell in the tents of wickedness. The lowest task of service in God's house is better than all the pleasures of sin, better than anything the world has to offer. The great preacher Charles Spurgeon described it this way: "The lowest station in connection with the Lord's house is better than the highest position among the godless. God's worst is better than the devil's best." God's worst is better than the devil's best. And this is such an important reminder for all of us. What are we pursuing? In what have we placed our trust? Where are we channeling our time and energy, our greatest efforts? That is a good indicator of what we really value and trust. Perhaps in our despair, we are seeking solutions, seeking salvation in what this world offers. We might think mistakenly that the pleasures of sin would grant us the revitalization that we so desperately desire. But Scripture makes it clear, God's blessing comes to those who trust Him. Nowhere else and in no one else will true blessing be found. As verses 11 and 12 emphatically declare, "No good thing does God withhold from those who walk uprightly. Blessed is the one who trusts in Him." Blessed are those who dwell in God's house. Blessed are those who journey to Jerusalem. And blessed are those who trust in the Lord. Psalm 84 calls us as a people on the way to yearn for God's presence, to find strength in the midst of our spiritual journey, and to trust in the Lord. This certainly speaks to our present situation as we face many restrictions because of COVID-19. But our end goal, so to speak, must be more than just a resumption of live singing or the lifting of restrictions on congregation size. My friends, we are called to look forward to something far better. Here on earth, in this age, our experience of worship, our experience of God's presence may be wonderful at times, but it's still far from perfect. And Scripture promises us that something better is coming. Revelation 21 tells us that in the new Jerusalem, in the new creation, there is no temple, because its temple is the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb. That's in Revelation 21, verse 22. There would be no need for a temple because God's presence will fill the new creation so fully. It will be filled with the glorious presence of God, and His presence will make it incredibly lovely. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, in your presence, ever singing your praise. These words will take on even greater meaning and significance in the new creation. There, our worship of God, our experience of His presence will be brought to a higher plane. The most extraordinary worship experiences we have had here on earth would pale in comparison to what we will experience in the age to come. Honestly, we can't even begin to understand how good it will be. Something better is coming. As a people on the way, we are called to look forward to the fullness of God's blessing in the age to come. In heaven, we will dwell in God's presence and sing His praise forever, doing what we were created to do and enjoying it for all eternity. This will bring us greater joy than we have ever experienced before. God has promised, and He will fulfill His word. May our hearts yearn for the coming of that day. Let us pray. Lord, we ask that You help us to desire more and more to dwell in Your house, to dwell in Your presence, and to sing Your praise. Lord, we pray that You will strengthen us as we journey faithfully to meet with You day by day. And we ask, Lord, that You will stir our hearts to desire even more the blessings of the age to come. And this we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.